Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Chris Lamb Coaches Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Shocker Volleyball Coaches Show podcast with head coach Chris Lamb. And, Coach, last week when we got together, you had won your first two conference matches and won something like 6 out of 7, but you were voicing concern about some things that still weren't going as well as you would have liked at this point. And was that kind of what got you this last weekend in your two matches with Tulsa?
Whether I said it on your podcast or others that interview me, I mean, from the start, when we, beginning of the year, when media was asking me things, I would say things like, you know, we'll grow as fast as our growth in the middle would happen. And as that goes, so will go our team. And, you know, here we are 2 weeks into conference play, and there's still, it's, nobody's really taking the job. We're still not finding consistency there and scoring there. And so it's just becoming easier and easier for teams to zero in on, you know, Brooklyn and Sydney. Those guys are 1A and 1B of everybody's defensive game plan. And it just gets harder and harder. You know, when you have middles, that helps hitters on either side of them. So when you don't have middles, everybody just locks into going and getting high balls. So you're just trying to play very, very fast. And, you know, people just get better and better at kind of figuring out where setters like to go. And it's a cat and mouse game that just gets harder and harder. And we're clearly there. And now that teams are figuring us out, there's not a lot of bells and whistles to our offense right now until we can, you know, hopefully upgrade there. Now, that said, you know, Maddie, while her production's good in terms of percentages, we just need her to be basically twice as busy. Easier said than done. And, you know, the last couple of matches, Jenna Cubbage has kind of come out of the ashes and made point scoring on the pins a little bit better, as has Mackenzie Jones. So, I mean, if we have to end up playing that way, we'll get something, but we'll also give up some stuff to play that way. The 6-2 for us it most likely has more firepower, but it's definitely an uphill battle because we don't play as smooth and as clean, and we lose a little bit of ball control in doing so. So it may be the answer. I'm not convinced of it just yet, but we're still at that drawing board.
First set on Friday against Tulsa, you win pretty convincingly, 25-16, hit 429. But from that point on, they outscored you in the six sets, the two matches, by 5.5 points a set. You hit 150 cumulative, and is that just pretty much what you talked about, them just recognizing that let's get on the middle, you know, or let's force them to beat us in the middle?
Well, they went to a 5-1 after that first set loss, and I don't think they'll look back. I think they have now found their best way to play volleyball, and we saw that 5-1 yesterday in our second match with them. And while we were toe-to-toe with them for a while, you could just see the added they were just more in rhythm, more in sync. It was just better for them. I like it better for them. And, you know, I'm going through conference stats right now, and if you were to label what appears to be the top three, if not four teams, they're all in 5-1s, and with one lesser team in a 5-1, and everybody else is in a 6-2, and they're in a 6-2 primarily because those of us that just don't have the M1 position. Easier said than done. I sort of liken this, Mike, to a basketball team with 3-point shooters versus a team that didn't. There's just an added advantage, and you can send people out there all you want to shoot those shots, but if they're not making them. So, you know, I feel like we are in the middle of that as our other teams trying to find some traction there in that spot. But, you know, a work in progress, and I will continue to let you know how that's going. But that is the next evolution for us in the 5-1. That just has to improve.
And in the 6-2, you used redshirt freshman Sarah Musial more as your other setter on Friday, more than she's played previously, and then kind of back to Hannah Hawkins on Saturday more often.
Well, they both bring something a little bit different. We like Hannah's defense better. We like Sarah's setting to the pins better. McKenzie on the right, if she was in, we wanted to get her the ball. Both of them finding their way with the middle. You know, we played the 5-1 this weekend because just the things that went south for us in the 6-2. If you remember the third set on Friday night, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Well, I mean, how many balls did they, you know, tip or throw at our setter that we couldn't convert that? Well, the 6-2, you're more vulnerable to that, and everybody knows how to deal with that. And it was an obvious situation. It's just frustrating. You put on display to make Wichita get out of this. And, you know, we can, but it's, like I said earlier, it's an uphill battle to do so. But, you know, it still may be the solution for us. We just have to get better at it.
You're listening to Chris Lamb on our weekly Shocker Coaches podcast, and we'll be back with more right after this.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you. From janitorial services to building repairs, we act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back on our Shocker Volleyball Coaches Show podcast with Chris Lamb. And in our first segment, you made reference in passing to the third set on Friday night against Tulsa. Ends up being a marathon that goes to 30 points. And it was, I guess, I was kind of interested in your perspective from both sides. The fact that you hung in there and kept fighting, but you could never quite get over the hump. I think they served for set point 6 or 7 times before they finally got it, and you battled back and tied it each time, but you were never able to take the lead in that segment.
Yeah, and it was the defensive part that let us down. In fact, what I would say to Shocker fans is if you were to go back and listen to interviews you and I had done at the beginning of the year, I talked about how I thought defense would be a strength of ours. We were, you know, second, third last year, returning basically the same people, and yet in the early going, I'd have to say, and I'm still crunching numbers right now, but I'd have to say that we're middle of the pack defensively. So I thought some defensive effort could have got us over that hump that you mentioned. But, you know, for every time we sided out, they sided out. But if you could go back, Mike, and watch the tape, they handed us a lot of balls that we just could not convert because we got the dig, but it was sloppy. It wasn't clean. And While it still registers as a dig, you and I both know that there's vast differences between good digs and bad digs, and what a difference do they make when it comes to the swing that would follow. So, that's one area where our 6.2 tends to leave us vulnerable, and it certainly reared its ugly head maybe four or five times of that 6-point run you're talking about.
And after that marathon battle in the third set on Friday, you go 28-26, end up on the short end in the first set on Sunday. Any hopes at that time that maybe you had solved a couple of things from Friday night?
Yeah, actually, there was a lot to kind of like about Sunday's match, but we were serving to win that first set up 24-22 and lost it. So, once again, I told the girls when I was at the University of Arizona, our media room was basically the football team, where they have team meetings, big giant, movie screen and lots of stuff for, coaches to use to teach the athletes stuff. And they have these phrases on the walls for different aspects of the football game. And there was one on the wall that always said critical moment, and it would put the player's name or the team that got it in each particular game. And I asked a football coach, I'm like, well, so what does that one mean? What's critical moment? He goes, well, you know it when you see it. You don't know until you get there. But every game has two or three things about it that are just huge for momentum. Well, we were serving to win the first set, and up 24-22, and don't get it. That's a critical moment. We have a point run in the second set where we're about to take the lead, and we get a challengeable call that we still convinced we were right on, but it was determined inconclusive, and we don't get that lead. And it was like, that felt like a critical moment, and right now it just seems like the ball's bouncing the wrong way on these critical moments. And, just all I know is you just keep working hard and you keep competing and, good things will come, but we're kind of riding the wave right now with that stuff, and we feel it and we know it. And, but we know there's a long way to go, and we've got a couple home matches here. Then we've got to find some things that we can take with us on the road to beat a few teams out there that we know are pretty dang good.
You surprised me when we had this discussion last week when you said that you thought Tulsa would probably have an advantage in serve and pass, because the statistics I threw at you would maybe have indicated other way. How did that end up, I guess?
It ended up closer than I would have thought. We hung in there pretty good, but they brought in a lot of transfers, older players, and you can just see the eye test, regardless of the stats. You can just sort of see on the eye test what you think about serve and pass. The stats do go a long way, but I just had a feeling that wouldn't go well for us. It actually went better for us, Mike, than maybe I would have led on in that last broadcast.
You did on Friday night have 3 aces to 9 errors. Very uncharacteristic for what your team has been so far this year. You went into those matches with more aces than errors for the season, which that far in is somewhat unusual in college volleyball.
Yeah, and that's been a little bit of an anomaly. We haven't put extended time into serving. Whenever I feel like I'm searching for lineups, I can't think of a more rational thing for me to be doing than live play and see what we got and learning on the fly that way. And so what you do give up is some of the repetitious part. And I think our setters could use some of that. Our passers could use some of that. Some defensive moves. I mean, there's things that you leave out when you decide that you feel like you need to be in playing scenarios a lot, which is what we've been doing. So I wouldn't have expected to have been serving as well as we have. But that said, I actually, on the bus ride home from Tulsa, decided that there's going to be a couple of more added segments of serving to our daily routine. A big part of that is also how physical we need to take a break. I mean, I don't know if you noticed that Sydney Dunning took 20 swings in the first set, and she's starting to tire, and it shows. And there's a few teams in our there's a few players in our league taking more swings than Sydney, and so it makes you wonder, how long that can last. But that's all part of trying to create a balanced offense, so you don't have to rely on one person for 9, 10, 12 swings a game.
Well, we might just talk about the possible ramifications of that when we come back with Chris Lamb on our weekly podcast, Coach's Show. Stay with us.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you. From janitorial services to building repairs, we act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Back with Chris Lamb on our weekly Volleyball Coaches Show via podcast, and you were talking about maybe trying to take some strain off of Sydney Dunning, and earlier mentioned the name Jenna Cubbage, and the freshman had two good solid matches against Tulsa over the weekend. She was one of some names you mentioned on this show a week ago that might start seeing more time based on what you were seeing in practice.
Yeah, so Jenna was definitely a person that was attractive to us in recruiting because, you know, I kind of thought of her as a Morgan Weber with more ball speed. I may have overrated her ball control because Morgan Weber was kind of special there, but I actually underrated her ball speed. I actually think there's, you know, M1 or OH1 outside hitter arm talent there, and it will only improve. So, you know, if by next year she becomes a ball handler, because she's sort of built for it. She plays defense in the right way there. You know, you might actually have a pretty complete player there that can score maybe in the top third and pass and defend in the top third. And there's just not very many outside hitters in our league that can do that. But, you know, early on, Emerson was holding her own. And, you know, but lately in practices, you know, Jenna's really been coming on strong. And, you know, you just – I don't know how you look your players in the eye and tell them to compete every day. I give them stats every day, and you know, if you earn it, you'll get it. You saw Grace Hett starting to take over, move up the ladder in the defensive role. And, you know, Jenna Cubbage is just slowly but surely chipping away at, you know, catching up to people too. So, you know, maybe we'll go wire to wire this way. I have no idea, but, you know, she put together some nice swings for us once she took over on Friday.
And something I thought was impressive in that match, she came played in the third and fourth sets. And in that third set grinder that ended up 32-30, where virtually every point was a pressure point and had that feel to it, she seemed totally unafraid and certainly willing to take big swings if it was her opportunity.
Yeah, well, the idea that we've basically taught this freshman class what not to do from an offensive standpoint. I mean, and sadly, some of the examples are players on our team or team players that were on our team. I mean, this is a recipe for success based on your talent. It ought to be how you can be successful. These guys all come with, you know, different, you know, attributes. And, you know, so Jenna, you have arm speed, so you can score cross court. So it should be available to you. But, you know, but you're also not really, really high. You're not getting over the top of people. So Jenna needs to look for gaps to attack into, but she also needs to realize that, you know, one of her superpowers is her ball speed, and you don't want to give that up every time you're up there and something's less than perfect. So she's got to gain confidence in turning less than perfect situations into, I'm still going to hit it hard because that's something that's my strength. So it comes with great side out swings and great scramble swings, but it also comes with some, well, you miss that one by a mile, but you just have to be able to scratch that off and move on to the next.
And when you're talking about that learning process with freshmen, certainly, and we talked about Mackenzie Jones a lot last week. She had some very good moments on Friday, not so good on Sunday. Is part of the whole development, once they get to play more and show what they can do, then all of a sudden they become known to the opponent, and then they have to start learning to deal with, all right, they're going to come looking for you. They know a little more what to expect from you now.
Yes, and, you know, Mackenzie does a lot with good to great situations. She breaks down in broken play situations, less than perfect sets, less than perfect approaches, just assessing that quickly and making quick decisions, and then, you know, get hand on ball. She wasn't exactly given a lot of opportunities to do well on Sunday. But what we saw of her last weekend and on Friday is what we need to keep going for her. I feel like we made a system decision, not a personnel decision, when we decided to play the way we played on Sunday. And honestly, even though it was a 3-game sweep for Tulsa, there was actually some things in there that was a lot to like. And I don't think you should always go to the drawing board when you're losing to good teams. People are going to have to understand that Tulsa has a really nice team this year. They got a top 50 RPI, and every player they brought in is better than the kid they replaced, with the exception of Marta, their libero, who was a 3-time all-conference player. But the libero they got isn't too far behind. So it's just a huge, quick upgrade with the Tulsa's roster. And, just because we don't have enough to beat that doesn't make me think we should be totally at the drawing board, because we've got other matches coming up quick here that we know we can beat because we've already done it with what we've got. But we're still trying to develop something that will make us our absolute best heading into conference tournament time. That's when we need to be at our very best.
One other name I wanted to mention, we've talked a lot about freshmen, but Janiyah Whitecamper, I know you expressed to me when I first talked about her at the very beginning of the year, not unlike Mackenzie Jones, springy, athletic, but had not played a lot of middle before she came here, and that's where you're looking at her and where you hope maybe she can add some potential. But you had said to me, we've got to figure out what she does best and what she can do in that spot.
Yeah, and we're still in the same spot there. I'm glad you remembered that conversation. So, super excited that she was able to make a really competitive club team last year, but the bad news for us was she ended up playing on the right side. There are things to like about that, however, but, it really didn't advance her development, in the middle. When I took a look, this year we've got a couple of nice young freshmen in the league, and you knew who they were. You saw them in club volleyball playing on really nice teams, and 17 and under and 18 and under club volleyball at the highest level absolutely can prepare you for the American Conference. And just a little bit of a bummer that she didn't get to do it in the middle, but she's had some bright spots as of late in practice, and the future's bright for Janiyah.
Shockers, after their first home match in a while, played at Tulsa on Sunday, but they'll be back home for two this week with some familiar faces, and we'll talk about that when we come back with Chris Lamb on our weekly Shocker Coaches Show podcast.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit CokeCareers.com to learn more. That's KOCHCareers.com.
Welcome back to our Chris Lamb Shocker Volleyball Coaches Show podcast. And Wichita State this week at home for two, with Memphis on Friday, UAB on Sunday. They just played those two opponents. It'll be 2 weeks ago this weekend on the road in reverse order. They played UAB first. Obviously, when you've played someone that recently, they're going to try to make adjustments to what you did. And then you're looking to maybe anticipate what those adjustments will be and co-respond, I guess.
Well, they're both going to watch tape from this week's action and see Wichita State doing very, very different things than we did before. And again, I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, we came out of Birmingham and Memphis with a couple of wins, but I'd like to think that everybody would understand that I still know what's missing and what we need more and what it's going to take to beat the better teams in this league. So that's why we were who we were Friday and Saturday, and more adjustments on the way. I mean, we were meeting here as a staff and this morning, and, you know, I mean, depending on if you were to be here any 20-minute segment of a two-hour conversation, you would leave with very, very different thoughts of what we might be doing just for tomorrow in practice. I mean, we're all over the map with the best use of our time and not trying to overextend the bodies and whatnot. But we feel like we've got, you know, five athletes who can score at the level currently. McKenzie and Brooklyn, mostly on the right, but they can do it on the left. Sydney and Jenna on the left. You know, Jenna, now granted, it's been a small sample, but I mean, we know what we saw. And then Maddie in the middle, where we have not yet found anybody else to put up points in the middle. So you're like, well, you just named two right side players and two left side players and one middle. Usually there's two middles. So what do you got for that? Well, there are odd, crazy ways to play that, you know, hashtag Abby Lehman and Emily Hebert. But Katie Riley was a part of that. Jody Larson was a part of that. And they had it in them to do crazy things because we were doing other crazy things. And we don't exactly have that right now, but it's worth a look. So tomorrow's practice is going to none of these girls have ever been in a system quite like what we're going to at least tinker with. And maybe it won't stick, or maybe some of it will stick. But, you know, even when we were losing deuce games to Tulsa, we were still giving up 3.5 points a game. And that's actually more than it sounds like. You would say, oh, you only lost by two. Yeah, but, you know, they're scoring 17, we're scoring 14. You know, in that deuce game that we played with Tulsa, game three, I believe, or two, at their place, I mean, yeah, we went more than 25 points, but they scored 25 points, right? Our four errors were their stuff blocks, so that counts as scoring. It's like, well, we aren't able to do that. Well, the only way we could do that is if we put our most firepower out there. But can our firepower line up? Function as a team going around in circles. So I know I'm getting a little off track here, Mike, but that is exactly what's happening here right now.
And as you're playing the 6-2, which you still seem to really want to take a look at, it does diminish how many littles you can use on the back row. You mentioned Grace Hett's advancement in that area. Just how does all of that stand with your team right now?
Well, I am rooting for those guys, but the reality is you know, Sydney and, you know, Brooklyn, not as a passer but as a defender, is holding her own to whatever. Every time we've left her in there, we haven't lost that much defensively. We lose it in service receive, but Sydney's been holding her own there, and Jenna's hanging in there. So as much as I root for the littles and want them out there, the defense has to get better. And our percentage digs numbers, like I said earlier in this podcast, it puts us down in the middle of the conference. So, you know, I actually mentioned to our team after the second Tulsa match that I bragged about our team defense going into the season. And right now I have to say we're average. And you and I are sitting here in front of a lot of my math homework on my desk right now. And I'll finish this tonight when I get home. But so far, just my quick glancing over things is we are absolutely in the middle of this thing. So if we're going to throw defenders out there and not get more defense, then we're going to go ahead and put more arms out there and absolutely try to get more offense.
And you mentioned this, that when you look at two losses to Tulsa over the weekend, they are a very good team. I mean, they're proving that they're going to be an upper-tier team in the conference this year. And you play a couple of teams that you've beaten already, so you've shown you're capable of that. And some of these things that you're trying to develop and work on, I know from experience, get easier to accomplish when you have that feel of winning. So is this weekend pretty big in that respect?
Yeah, it is. But I also wish by now we were kind of into something. I think we just made Tulsa even better. Us beating them in that first set kind of exposing their 6-2. Well, they were smart enough to know that they had a 5-1 built into that, and I like them better that way. Now, they may drop something here or there along the way and revert back to their 6-2, but ever since I saw that the outsider from San Diego State, or the middle blocker, went to Tulsa, I'm like, well, they got a top 2-3 M1 walking in the door. And you know, we every year we do everything we can to try to recruit one and coach it up. So that's just game changing. So it didn't take it for me. It wasn't going to take long for Tulsa to be able to, you know, ride that. And they got it, and they're going to ride it, and they're going to have a lot of success with it.
All right, Coach, thank you. Just a reminder that this weekend it is Memphis on Friday night, UAB on Sunday afternoon. Hope to see you out at the arena, and we certainly invite you to join us every week for our get-together with Chris Lamb as we talk Shocker Volleyball on our Coach's Podcast show. Thanks for being with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.